Well, Flavor Flav here, folks, with the good game, guys.
It's Gamer Game!
Oh, Jesus. Kill me now.
Dude, what, you don't like this giant oversized controller I'm wearing from my neck?
The claw controller?
Exactly. It's a PS4 one, so it's touchscreen, see? Look at it, it's touching the screen and making things move.
Dude, your time is up.
Ooh.
My time has just begun.
Anyway, folks, welcome again to the Good Game Guys.
And, of course, somebody fails epically.
I don't know what any of you talk about.
With your host, Dr. Captain.
TKO.
And Deg.
And I guess...
that was Stephanie texting me.
Of course.
Okay. There she is.
Sorry, my Skype's been awful.
And here we go. We got Stephanie with us.
Or not.
Or not. I don't know.
Hi, guys. It's up to your host, Stephanie.
There she is.
How y'all doing?
We're doing pretty good. And you know what? Man, I feel like my wallet's a lot lighter now thanks to the Steam sale.
Right?
It's like, we love and hate you, Steam. We love and hate you.
Thankfully, I had everything that I already wanted, so I didn't really need to spend a whole ton during this sale.
And thankfully, I remembered people that forgot my birthday.
And
ooh, nice.
And there are still people
it's
that
advantage.
Oh, like,
what?
So there's that.
What?
Yeah,
wait.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Nope. Not, okay.
E3 is an expensive endeavor, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Which we'll get to at some point. But speaking of E3, apparently we got a little bit of backlash from some of our fans, actually, that specifically how we were handling Nintendo. Yeah.
Wow. So
there
you
go, Nintendo
TKO
fans.
Just...
You guys officially nearly made TKO choke.
Nearly. Like, he's dripping his drink out his nose right now.
Oh,
like,
public service announcement to all our gamer fans. Rum and Coke is not good for breathing.
Oh, man. So, anyway, with that said, you know, we hear the Good Game Guys, you know, well, I speak for myself mostly. I definitely do very much enjoy Nintendo, and I did have a few things to at least report on. Specifically, mostly with just Super Smash Bros. Because I had a chance to actually get to play the game quite a number of times, because I'm a huge fan of Super Smash Bros.
Yeah,
these two
that.
Can account for that.
He's been trying for years.
I'm desperately trying. One of these days, it'll crack.
No,
will
no.
Will fail.
But just basically got a chance to try out some of the new characters. Mostly, I got to try the DS version a little bit, which. Felt a little slower than, say, the Wii U counterpart, which makes sense because it's on a portable system. It felt a little slower, but then again, it could just be my own perception. And I got to try some of the new characters. I got to try Greninja, which was
Is that a ninja made out of grenades?
What?
Greninja.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of that rocks grenades, because I can't think of
anything to think of that.
That's more terrifying than a ninja rocking grenades instead of shuriken.
Well, okay.
I mean, come on, what could be more scary than that? It's like, oh, my God.
Anyway, to answer your question, TKO, that's one of the new Pokemon. Wow, man.
That face of instant rejection.
So I got to try out one of the new Pokemon characters, which was interesting. Almost a little on the... Looks like it could be very beneficial. The... Villager was really confusing to answer questions to people that want to know about how Villager plays. I still don't know how the fuck he plays.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I wish I could answer that one in better and more confidence, but he's very weird, to put it very lightly. Let's see, another one of the new characters I got to play. Let's see. Oh, crap, I'm trying to recall off the top of my head.
Little Mac?
Little Mac, I got to try him a little bit.
Little Mac actually kind of cool.
I mostly fought Little Mac a lot, and Little Mac definitely is out there to kick some ass.
Did he hit you with the stars?
Oh, yeah.
I used Little Mac when they handed me the 3DS, despite my chagrin.
So what'd you think of Little Mac?
Well, it's Smash, so I really have nothing positive to say about it. my experience
with really
the game at the booth is I was sitting on the couch just hanging out with Span.
Right on.
And his friend handed me a 3DS. He's like, here you go, have fun. I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do here? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I've never played Smash before. And he looked at me like I just shat on his cornflakes.
By the way, Ryan, to answer your question on Wii Fighters, Wii Fighters was not available on any versions that they had out there. I did mostly spend most of my time playing Fox, though.
No.
Because, damn it all, I'm an old-school Fox player. I was that person back in the day of no items, Fox only, Final Destination. That was me.
Yeah.
And I definitely noticed a bit of a change in him. Like, it didn't really feel like a lot of his aerial combos were held up as they have been previous versions. Because I very much play him aerial.
All right.
Because, hey, it's Star Wars, man.
Well, go figure.
Right.
Let's see. Aside from that, like I felt like that Namco was actually trying to gear this more towards a fighter game a little more towards, if you guys can believe that. I'm looking at my two co-hosts here.
What?
Yeah, they kind of made it feel like a lot of the action really happens more on the ground, as opposed to just jumping up and doing all your weird aerial combos and stuff like that.
How would that work? Since it's still side scrolling, if you have all four of your characters on the ground, it's going to be a clusterfuck. I mean,
basically, it's a night of drunken food poisoned castle crashers.
Ryan, unfortunately, I did not try a Wii Fit Trainer. She was not available on the Wii U. She was available on the 3DS version.
She?
Wii Fit Trainer, yes. Wii Fit Trainer.
Yeah, the Wii Fit Trainer. Apparently, there was some hoopla. Someone wrote like a comic strip where someone was like, oh, there's going to be a new trainer. So, like, the Pokemon trainers were sitting in the locker room going, yeah, new trainer. Who's it going to be? Who's she going to be? And all of a sudden, the Wii Fit trainer walks in, and they all, like, look at her all angrily.
Apparently, the funnier part, too, is that one of the alternate costumes is you could actually make the Wii Fit trainer a male. Because I guess there was...
Who would want to do that?
Well, there was apparently, like, a huge debacle going on for a while. I don't recall much on the story myself, and maybe some point I'll try and look it up again. But it was... Special Snowflake, social justice media, stupid crap.
Ah, wow. Tumblr whacktivism.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, speaking of Nintendo, is doing something that I've just found this shocking. Like, it never dawned upon me until I saw the game.
Sure.
Now, how long, my friends, has Sonic the Hedgehog been around?
For a good while.
What, like the
Sonic?
Since like what, like 92?
92, right? So
ish,
it's been,
I guess. I'm not 100% on that.
It's been going on 20 years or so? Wait, no, 90, no, almost. So, like, what? Yeah, almost.
Well, no, like 22.
22 years? Really? Oh, my God. It's been 22 years in all the incarnations of Sonic the Hedgehog, and this is the first time they came up with a title called Sonic Boom.
That's kind of old news, but okay.
It is a little old news.
Yeah, I know that, but
I remember you were just... psyching so much out about that.
I was just standing there going, what took you so long? Like, Sonic Boom. It's like, that should have been like...
That should have been the first game.
Right?
Like,
to be fair, they did have a song called Sonic Boom.
How about the game called Sonic Boom? Screw a song, give me some gameplay.
Sonic, the song was pretty badass.
Yeah, I see, yeah. But come on, guys, think about it. Literally, think about it.
Yeah.
We thought about it like 2 weeks ago when you first mentioned it.
I know, I'm talking about for the audience to think about that. And their noodles.
Anyway, so that was basically my moment with Super Smash Bros. In fact, actually, one of the cool things I had going on there was if you were to play on the Wii U version, they let you do a practice round, and then they had the for real match, which was where you could win a T-shirt. And
his crowning achievement.
My crowning achievement of E3, where I kicked where I got Final Smash Ball with Fox twice in one match. So those that play Smash, you guys know what the fuck. And I wound up just completely decimating the entire board. Go like, where's my shirt, sir? So anyway, aside from that, I got a little bit of a look at the new Hyrule Warrior. I was a little not too thrilled on it myself because I gotta admit, I'm a little burned out on Zelda. I'm sorry to say this, folks.
All right.
But I guess with some of the recent news that's been coming out outside of E3 with a lot of, like, the playable characters, because they want to make this new one a lot like Dynasty Warrior, I originally thought, oh, God, why would they want to do that? But then
make Zelda like Dynasty Warrior?
Yeah.
I heard they're trying to make Zelda like Skyrim.
I can't recall how.
When we saw the footage, it's like, open world and wander where you want to wander to, and I'm like...
Years
ago.
Everybody's jumping on the open world bandwagon.
It's not a bandwagon, it's the new way.
Apparently we're being corrected here. That is apparently the other Zelda game.
Okay.
There's going to be two ones coming out.
Wait, which one were we talking about?
I'm talking about the Hyrule Warriors, the Dynasty Warrior kind of a
Zelda game. Okay.
And honestly, I wasn't too thrilled at first, but I'm kind of slowly opening up to it now, kind of hearing out a lot of the different characters they're bringing in that you could actually play as. I was stoked. I like Midna. Midna's a favorite character from all the Legend of Zelda series. I thought that would be pretty cool.
With my Gundam Dynasty Warriors.
Shit.
Burning finger, baby.
One of these days, we're going to open up a conversation about why the hell I hate G Gundam.
What?
Let's not. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
So, all right. Basically, yeah, just to kind of go on that for a moment. Yeah, I'm sorry to say, I felt a little burnt out with Legend of Zelda, because there's always a new one coming out, and I always feel it puts a halt on a lot of the other development. Like, the other franchises, like Star Fox, which I'm desperately hoping for, which I heard a little sneak peek that they're working on one for the Wii U.
Okay.
Oh, God, folks, please make it happen.
I wish that Nintendo would kind of, like, branch out with, say, maybe some of its IPs or whatnot. Because, like, you know, Sega.
Yeah.
I mean, a new Star Fox game compatible with the Oculus Rift.
Dude.
Right?
That would explain why Miyamoto was probably hanging out the Oculus Rift.
I would love to play a Star Fox game with their Oculus Rift on.
You know what? I think that would be even more fun if it was with Oculus Rift, though, honestly. I mean, I like Star Fox, but Oculus Rift version of it, that would be much more legit. It really would.
Well, no. I want Nintendo to do something new.
Yeah.
My problem with Nintendo, okay, I fell out with Nintendo in Nintendo 64 era. That was sure. Because when Sony started, you know, PlayStation 1, I'm like, ooh, it's like video. Look at the video and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
I went, I'll go ahead and hop on and see what's up. Because, you know, I was tired of buying new systems and Nintendo, you know, whatever. But, like, since then, it's only Mario. It's only Metroid. It's only Zelda. It's like, they're not producing anything new. And I've kind of outgrown what they have. And anything that's new that they produce is like,
well, we say they're not
like,
really
like
producing
a child, like almost like a child demographics is the new stuff they come up with.
There's some truth to what you said, but at the same time, I mean, like, look at Splatoon. I mean, that's a new IP that's coming out that looks interesting.
It looks interesting. It's not out. Hasn't stood the test of time. I'm talking about right now, at this exact moment.
Well, you're arguing against yourself now.
What?
You're arguing against something that hasn't stood the test of time you're saying that you're bored of the shit
that stood
the test of time. What are you saying?
No. That is, I'm talking about, like, for a new IP. Like, oh, boom. Like, this is new.
Well,
okay.
It's what they're doing. Like,
okay, when I'm saying was stood the test of time, I'm not talking about ancient. Like, Zelda and Mario, that's ancient. I was, like, this tall when they came out, okay?
So
this big.
So what would you think of, say, like, Pikmin?
Oh, my God. Don't. No, I put that in the same shelf that I put Sorry, Stephanie, the little beanbag guys from PlayStation.
Oh, Little Big Planet?
Little Small
Planet. I love Little Big Planet.
Like,
don't you dare hate.
We got a few people like chiming in right now in the chat room, too.
Not for me.
Like Xenoblade RPG?
I apologize if a game that involves physics is not for you.
Yeah.
So we'll keep this on first-party basis.
Because, like, otherwise we could talk about Xenoblade, which is amazing, or we could talk about No More Heroes, which looks pretty good.
Or Bayonetta.
No. What got me, too, was that I forgot the name of it. Like, I think it was the Wii. They had, like, this game that the concept seemed amazing, but the execution hurt. It
was,
like,
was that?
Samurai type game where it's like
Red Steel. Yeah,
I was like, ooh, that could have been awesome. And also the Star Wars games with using the Wiimote, it's like the execution is just
Red. Or how about Trauma Center, which I had on the DS and it was damn amazing. Like, Trauma Center Under the Knife was a lot of fun. I wanted to check out Second Opinion, but it wasn't enough. Like, one title is typically not enough to entice me to buying a game system,
right?
The only title that ever really had that sort of pressure on my wallet was Uncharted.
Ooh.
That was the reason I wanted to get a PS3, and it was the only reason I wanted to get a PS3 was the Uncharted series.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Everything else, I mean, yeah, Metal Gear Solid was great. I was interested in that. Hooray Tekken.
Right?
We love Tekken.
Even though it's on Xbox. Sorry, fighting games and Xbox.
No, Tekken was on PlayStation.
Well, I mean, okay, a lot of people feel the same way when it comes to shooters. Like, shooters on a PlayStation, I'm Fighters on the Xbox, you know.
Well, I mean, you're allowed to have your I tend to think that, you know, shooters on consoles are just not for me. I grew up aiming with a keyboard and a mouse, and asking me to use my thumbs on thumbsticks to precision aim is difficult. Like, I just don't want to put that much of my life into relearning a new control scheme.
I was raised keyboard and mouse as well, but to me it wasn't a relearning. It was like, I have a bow and arrow. I was training archery. Someone handed me an M1 Garand. I'm like, okay, pow, pow. Okay, I can do this too. It wasn't really an adjustment. It was like, hop in, go.
It's really more of a speed and precision sort of
point
that I have to make.
You can do crazy maneuvers that would require, you know, you and your friend to do on a keyboard, like jump up in the air, do a 360 spin while aiming between your legs to do like a headshot in Halo. You can't really do that in a keyboard and mouse.
Sure you can. You played Warframe with me.
Yeah, I'm pretty...
I was doing all the ninja shit with a keyboard and mouse, no problem.
I've seen people playing it on keyboard Halo and playing Halo on a controller. Now, the aiming may be more precise on the mouse and keyboard, but the maneuvers you can do are more crazy.
Are better on the console, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm a huge, like, I prefer the console, to be honest. Like, I mean, I've definitely gotten myself more into, like, computer games, like, with you guys. And I know I got into, like, some of, like, the original Call of Duties in the beginning on the keyboard. But, like, I think console for me all the way. There's just something about, like, the way that you can play on there that it's just you're more in it. I don't know. For me,
sure.
I'm
not one of those people who throw up the whole PC Master Race flag.
No.
I'm like one of those, like assassins where the right tool for the right job. If I'm playing a strategy game, if I'm playing a simulator game, I want to be on my PC.
Hang on, let me go and put my zero punctuation robe and wig on.
Oh, no.
No, it's not even about being a member of the PC gaming master race. It's just, this is what I grew up on. It's basically like, I learned to drive with a stick, so driving an automatic feels lame and weak.
But that's going to be way easier than driving a stick, though.
You know what?
Sure,
I'm going to second with you on that. The manual is much better.
Right.
You can eat a burger while driving an automatic.
But
know?
It's really just a difference in schools of thought. You know, I prefer my shooters to be on the PC. Racing games and shit that actually requires a better input method, those tend to go better on consoles for me because, you know, the thumbstick, you've got the degree of freedom that you don't have on a keyboard with WASD. So you can steer quicker to one side than you can on a keyboard. However, to kind of solidify that point, I guess it would be an argument against it. You can attach a fucking steering wheel controller to your computer. You can plug in a PlayStation controller to your computer. You can plug in an Xbox controller into your computer. So it's really just a, you know, it's a control scheme. The difference being, the only real difference nowadays, particularly, between the PS4, the Xbox One, and a PC, is A, how powerful your hardware is, because the software all pretty much handles the same.
Mm-hmm.
And B, what method...
No, use your own internet.
Well, aside from paying for your own internet...
Whoa, wait, was that allowed? Oh, my bad.
Right. Fuck, where was I? You just completely derailed my train of thought.
I'm trying to wonder how this is
actually... You're talking about the software is the same, but, you know, there's the differences between... Yeah.
It's not really relevant to your Nintendo fanboyism. I just wanted to change the topic.
Well, okay, if you really want to change the topic. But, you know, I think TKO brought up an interesting point on why he doesn't necessarily feel the same way about Nintendo. Do you feel that's
it? I just feel like I outgrew it. It's like...
I'd like to see some new IPs that are more mature in theme.
Okay.
I agree.
So,
on a first-party basis, because the recent Zelda games look pretty good. They've still got the rather large time span for gameplay, like 50 to 70 hours for... For what was it? It wasn't Skyward Sword, but just before it was
The
Twilight Princess.
Nintendo game I played.
They're long ass games, and I mean the last one that I played was Ocarina of Time. And
classic.
Frankly, as far as I'm willing to put my no real interest in Nintendo on the line, is basically like that's the best Nintendo game, like first party game that ever came out.
Have you ever actually
I actually agree.
Well, hang on. Have you ever actually played any of the Metroid series?
Metroid Prime.
I played a little bit of Prime, but just couldn't really get into it. I don't own a Wii.
Okay.
And so I had to be at my friend's place in Manhattan Beach.
Oh, wow.
And so I played it for like an hour, and it's like, this is kind of a waste of time. We should do something that we can both, you know, both do. So I didn't really have a good chance to get into the game, and I'm not about to buy a system without knowing anything about the titles that I want, aside, of course, from like Trauma Center or No More Heroes, but none of those were really enough.
Right.
Those didn't hook me enough to pull me into spending the money on the system.
And I kind of fell off of Metroid Prime. Metroid Prime is kind of set up where a lot of areas you don't have access to until later on in the game, so you find yourself double-backing, triple-backing, quadruple-backing. And it's like, for me, I was like, I kind of got bored with that.
That was pretty standard of shooters of the era, though.
Yeah, but this is, you know, Metroid Prime on Nintendo GameCube, the new awesome epicness. Which it is.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It is a staple of Metroid. Every Metroid since the very first one required you, hey, look at this new room.
So
now you can jump past this new room and climb up and come back 30 minutes later to open the door.
I think you may want to clear something up, because someone in the chat right now is asking, so Prime sucks because you just couldn't play co-op? Was that the reason?
Like, I didn't say that it sucked. I said I didn't have the time to get into it.
Yeah, he didn't have.
I didn't have a long enough experience with it for it to truly pull me into it, where I must play this to its end.
And for me, and triple backing kind of started.
I honestly think I understood it the first time around when you said it. It was just more of a situation where he didn't have the proper time to fully invest into it. It's not,
right.
It's not like. And let's be honest here. You're at a friend's house and such like that. It's kind of rude to play like a single player. I mean,
right,
even
like,
if the friend is willing to let you, it kind of sucks.
Well, sure, but I don't want to go back and forth for a 2-hour one-way drive to my friend's place so he can sit there and watch me play a game on his system.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, that's the reason why, right there, and I hope that clears things up for you, Truss. Anyway, so I think we went ahead and talked about Nintendo for a decent bit. I hope we appeased some of our Nintendo fans.
Ooh, the Punch-Out game on Wii, that almost got me to do it. I almost got a Wii for that. They almost had me. I was like, ugh.
Bringing it back to the Little Mac style.
Dude, like, Punch-Out's like the only thing I have, and for some odd reason, I do not get horribly sick of Punch-Out. Little Mac, me and Little Mac, we're homies. We go way back, you know. When the time he was riding a bike, and the black dude, big fat black dude.
Well, the black dude was riding the bike.
No, the black dude was riding the bike. Yeah. And Little Mac was running. Wow, I'm tripping out. Yeah.
That, man. You got that backwards and a half. I think you've had enough rum.
Soda Popskinski.
Stop inhaling the rum.
Like Blast Joe.
King Hippo. Oh, my God.
Here's what I want to know.
What?
About Glass Joe particularly.
Oh, God. Like, our Nintendo people out there.
The first guy that you fight in Punch-Out, mm-hmm. is this real easy-to-beat guy on the professional circuit. But you gotta ask yourself, who did that guy beat to get his position on this list of fighters that you have to go through
right?
as Little Mac? Like,
what was this? You were like 900 losses and one win or something? It's
yeah,
like, who,
yeah.
Is
one
the
win.
One?
Who is that one guy?
I know who it is.
It was a kid.
It was an embarrassment. It was Soda Popskinski.
No.
One day he came in, right, and he saw a bunch of beer in the fridge. And, it's shaped like Soda Pop. So he drank a bunch of them, and Glass Joe got lucky. That's why he's so angry when you get to him. That is why he tries to take your head off.
Okay.
You're ready here, folks. This is the fan theory.
Wow, that's...
It makes it say, ooh, so hot. He's all drunk, and all of a sudden, Glass Joe hits him, and he falls over.
That doesn't really make sense, but...
That's why he's so angry.
Right. Man.
So, like I said, I hope we managed to appease some of our Nintendo fans out there that got a little upset.
And if not, whatever.
tried. So let's go ahead and move on to a particular thing that I was kind of interested in discussing about. So to those that are League of Legends fans out there, not these two.
What?
No. Apparently, Riot decided to go ahead and shut down their public chat rooms within League of Legends as an effort to try and deal with a lot of the mess that goes on in there. Like, you know, people trying to scam people out of their, you know, RP or phishing for accounts and all that crap that you usually get in MMOs. I'm kind of wondering for a moment, is this actually the right move?
Probably not. I think the right move would be to shut down League of Legends. Lol.
You know, I think Ikari, I believe his name is. This guy's going like, oh, great, here we go.
Right. No, as far as the chat rooms, I didn't really spend too much time in them, so I couldn't say what was going on. I don't really have any first-hand account of that.
Sure.
I don't really play the game because I've seen what it does to my friends.
Why are you looking at me like that?
It's the sort of game that makes your friends, like, scream and shout and tear their hair out in frustration and, like Jesus Christ, why did we invite this guy, blurdy blur, and it's like, yeah. Eh. I'll just go play something single player and not be bothered.
Yeah. You know what, I guess, but...
How can you possibly suck so much? You're feeding them. What are you doing? What are you doing, Dr. Captain? You were supposed to be on mid. You didn't even call them out as MIA.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't want to, I just don't want to have that sort of bullshit in my life. Life too short.
My League of Legend experience has been hearing Nick and Vince and my friend Tyler.
Oh, God, Nick and Vince. Jesus Christ.
Screaming at the top. Just screaming, pulling their hair out. Like, oh, my God. And I'm like, I go there and they're explaining to me this game. And it's like, oh, it's one of those games I can't stand.
Well, it's not even that the game is bad, really. It's that if you can't play a game that you love, play it with people that you love.
Well, no, it's one of those types of games where literally you will have no fun unless you're playing with a group of people you know.
Right. And even still, when you're playing with a group of people that you know, Nick and Vince are twins, and they, I would suspect, know each other rather well, and it doesn't stop them from, like, tearing into one another.
Right?
I mean, they just go fucking batshit for an hour and a half or whatever. And
subliminal messaging in this game?
anger. Right. It's just pure rage.
I have an issue with games that you're locked in a class. Like, okay, like League of Legends, you're like, okay, this character, Nemo or Nemo or whatever, and you have Jake, you know, these characters. But they can literally easily be hard countered by another character.
Sure.
So you can be there, you can be doing your job, you can be doing what you're supposed to do, and this character can come up. The rest of your team cannot be doing your job, and you're gonna be like, wow, and you're gonna lose. Your entire success is based upon the people you're playing with.
Well,
in random games, that's gonna be horrible.
I've noticed an overarching theme with most MOBAs that I've played. Dota, I have played League of Legends a couple of times. I have noticed that for a good amount of the games that you play, the opening draft is going to determine who wins or loses that match.
Yeah.
When you're playing with people that you can't, you know, outward communicate with on an easy level.
Not having direct comms, yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely see that being an issue.
And it tends to boil down to, like, rock, paper, scissors. Like, oh, I'm going top. I'm picking this character. They're going top. They're picking the god versus, like, the angry god with a magnifying glass versus the ant of my character.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I need to know how to play another character that can at least compete because this isn't a good matchup. I hope they picked first.
That's also my issue with Team Fortress. Their class system and the whole, this guy will hard counter this guy, and this guy will hard counter this guy. Unless you're the god of playing this guy is going to hard counter you.
Hold on.
Well, right.
Team
so
Fortress,
that's,
you can easily change that up, though.
Well, sure. At Team Fortress, you can change your class willy-nilly. Like, the moment you die, you're this new...
Say you like being spy or whatever. Say
I do like being spy.
Then
like,
increase your performance.
And then in either A, you're going to have to put in 90% more work to kill the guy than he has to do to kill you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's called developing skill.
The bottom line is know your class.
That's not the point. If I'm having to do... Okay, for him to kill me, he can just, you know, point and click, and I die. But for me, I get to run, backflip off this wall, try to get behind him, throw, you know... blinding powder in his eyes, punch him in the kneecap, then finally shank him. It's like,
well, I feel like I gotta bring some. Or bring
having
up
90% more work.
I feel like I gotta bring up some outside conversation
for the same results. Is like, ah.
To paraphrase Sun Tzu, know your enemy and know yourself.
Yes.
I feel like I gotta bring up some outside information between TKO and I. So how is this any different from fighting Devil Jin?
Okay.
Do you really want me
so,
to break that down?
New topic, I guess.
Okay,
I guess so.
No low
Wait,
counter.
Hang on. No,
and
stop.
Only three high-low change-ups.
Oh, Jesus. Stop shouting.
Three.
All right. So...
Three
we, you had a point regarding the shutdown of the public chat rooms.
I don't know if any of you listeners out there have any tech knowledge, but we can school Jason later.
I assume that you brought it up for a reason.
Well, yeah, I did bring this one. I did bring up the chat room for a reason because honestly, I was just wondering. Like, don't you feel this is actually like an extreme, especially when other games seem to have this kind of a problem? Don't you? We were talking last week about some of the extremes that will wind up happening with some. Damn it, I'm blanking so hard.
Well, riddle me this. Does Riot's public chat rooms, like, does Riot have any moderators on staff, or are there any, like, player moderators for any of the... well, no, dude, chat rooms have moderators, too. You can ban people from chat in a lot of different games.
To be perfectly honest, I've never actually went into the public chats. I always go to, like, specific chat rooms and itself.
Well, okay.
I think they had moderators, but they didn't have ones that were, like, really, really set in place that were really paying attention, so... I think they did have moderators, but they didn't have ones that were, like, really deep into it, you know, that were, like, legit making sure of everything, so.
How many possible different chat rooms can there be? I mean,
well, there's public chat, there's, you know, looking for a group, then there's general chat where people just shoot the shit and just talk about
whatever. Yeah, because I understand you even have moderators moderate, like, forum posts, but, like the potential chat rooms, I'm like, wouldn't that require, like, a manpower equivalent of the LAPD?
Well, okay, let me pop your bubble, because War Thunder has a public chat room, and they've got moderators that mute people and ban people when they're getting out of line.
I haven't seen that happen.
Look at your system tab every once in a while, because it's there.
Huh, I guess I'll have to check it out. I'm
like
oh.
People get their voice taken away from them in chat.
I've definitely seen that crap. I've seen that shit all the time. Being a female, you get so much shit from people. So, yeah.
Anti-spam thing in War Thunder, which I think is absolutely stupid. Like, you can't produce, like, I think 3 or 4 messages at once. I'm like, dude, I'm in a dogfight. It's like, dude it in your sense. You, help me out. You, attack this. It's like, you're spamming. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm telling people that their MiG-15s are their ass and they need to move.
Right.
So, it's kind of, I don't know. But what can you possibly do, though, against it? Like, trying to moderate... Open chats, it's like, I don't know. It almost seems like the war on drugs. It's like, you're not going to be able to do anything about it.
Yeah.
It's a start, is what it is. And it's also something they could have done instead of closing the public chat is just put some moderators in there. The problem is unless they hire people, their community is such a piece of shit that giving anyone that level of power would fuck it up worse.
The game plays 24/7. So how many people would you have hired to watch that constantly?
Well, sure. I don't know. However
honestly,
many.
Honestly, like I just kind of sit there and I'm hearing all this, and you're saying like, well, moderators are usually just there to make sure people aren't, you know, outright causing trouble. And why don't they just go ahead and do something like this? Like, why is it that they decide to take this extreme? And just disable the chats altogether.
Well, because it's the path of the least the easiest way to do it, of course.
It's probably the easiest way to do it, and then they can go and set up the right tools that they're going to need you to, like, come back and bring it back, but do it, like, on the right terms, you know? So,
yeah, it does make sense. They can't keep it disabled permanently.
I'm sure
they can't disable forever, so, yeah.
Claire and I are going, we don't have any clue what to do with this. We're going to disable it right now while we think on it, probably.
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking they're doing.
Because, you know, everybody is already going to their friends' chat rooms for their lobbies for their games or whatever.
I think this is like a stupid law. Like, okay, they have laws. Okay.
What?
Hey, what I call stupid laws is laws to try to stop people from being stupid. It's like, okay, seatbelt laws.
Why is it
illegal for you to not wear your own seatbelt? I understand why it's illegal to drink and drive, because you could go out, hit someone, kill him.
Right.
You're not wearing your seatbelt, you get into an accident, you die. So, for that, I'm like, that's just silly.
Well,
why
I'm
trying to tell you.
Yeah, if you're going to say that... Sorry, go ahead, guys.
Go ahead. Steph, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if you're going to use that argument, then you can say, like, okay, so let's say you're out on the road, and yeah, you end up dying, but that person hit you, so then the aftermath of them having hit you is emotional and psychological, so because you decided not to do it, they're getting screwed in the long run, you know? So there's a whole lot of crap and aftermath that goes into that. So I wouldn't really use that argument too much.
Fair enough.
It's also that, what if you don't die? What if you end up, you know, your seatbelt or your lack of seatbelt, you end up through your windshield and all that sort of shit. You end up at, I don't know, like a hospital.
Or, you know, you're wearing your seatbelt and it shatters your Adam's apple because of the angle of the impact.
Sure.
Which you would have probably survived, but it shattered. I mean, there's a... wow.
Right.
Yeah.
So you end up at this hospital, and you and I both know you ain't got health insurance.
Mm.
You also don't have much of a job. Like, you're not paying off a $20,000 hospital bill, a $50,000 hospital bill anytime soon, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a drain on the economy, wouldn't you think? The taxpayers having to take care of your stupid ass because you didn't wear your seatbelt?
Yes and no, but I'm not going to go there on this show. I'm like, you want to talk about...
It's getting political.
Well, I'm not going to go there. I'm like, yeah.
Just, you know, counterpoint.
Yeah, but still, though, it's like... Like them developing laws to say, you know, you can't eat this. It's like, why are you trying to go into people's personal stuff? It's like that I don't know, it kind of bothers me.
You can't legally snort cocaine from the ass crack of a hooker either.
Because me, I'm paranoid. I wear my seatbelt, I'm paranoid, but I'm like, the fact that it's like, it's against the law for you not to. I'm like, well, if I die, I die. Also, like them saying, it's illegal to commit suicide. How are you going to prosecute me?
When you fail.
Why are you wasting...
Only when you fail, exactly.
On laws like that.
Well, you see, they have access...
Like what?
They have access to the Necronomicon...
Right.
They just,
okay.
They just bring your spirit back so they can arrest you.
So
see,
when you're
this,
up there in front of St. Peter, he reaches in and goes, "There, we have a warrant for your arrest." What?
So this conversation started.
Anyways, we've totally gone off track.
I just want
this
you guys to be aware that League of Legends started this.
Yeah, I know. Well, just so you guys are aware, while you guys were going on a rampage, I realized that Ryan is definitely temporarily disabling the public chat rooms, and they're going to bring them back online once they deem them useful and accessible.
Okay.
So that's how they're doing it.
And he found a way to moderate them, of course.
Of course. All right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And setting up the tools that they need. So, yeah.
So the long story short is that we didn't really need to care at all about that.
I'm just wondering, though, if that really needs to happen in the first place. And that's basically what I'm getting at. And I really wanted to just bring this up to kind of lead ourselves into the topic of today's show.
This is part of... This is on the thing of stupid insurance. Now you're saying people are...
Wait, no, stop. Like, we... No, we're...
From the was the prince of... what was it called? That scam you said?
Oh, the night... The 419.
The
Nigerian
prince.
Yeah.
It's like, who literally is dumb enough to give their personal information out over a chat... public chat. Those people kind of deserve to get what they have coming to them if they're that dumb.
Right. Anyway.
So why disable it for everyone who's smart enough to go, yeah, right, homie, and go on using the chat for its own purpose? We're going to wipe it all out because certain individuals are too dumb to know that not to trust what the hell they see on the internet, especially in the chat room, unless it's from a friend that
well,
they know.
It's also just like spamming and people being assholes. Like, they shut it down because public chat was a useless...
You mean like being a toxic player?
Oh.
Public chat was basically a blight upon an otherwise okay environment.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, so now we're going to go, because got a little sidetracked with what you were going on there, T. With that said, the original reason I wanted to bring this up aside was to actually start talking about some of the toxic players.
I have one quick question, though. One quick question.
Sure.
Now.
Wait, hang on.
I don't know why I'm asking this, but if public chat is disabled... How would you say you try to grab a team of players, try to coordinate an actual team thing without people on your friends list if you can't go, hey, anyone looking for a game? I mean, how would you do that?
How about playing with people that you know through, like, TeamSpeak or Skype?
Okay. In Star Trek Online and even War Thunder, we are on different schedules. So
you're making it hard to get into this segue, aren't you?
There's lots of times where I have no one on in my clan or squadron or fleet to play with, and I'm like, hey, anyone want to team up and, you know, do a game? How would you do that without a public
server.
How would you do that when you can't see what you're saying in the chat room because it's being swallowed up by spam?
Both.
Both situations suck. They're fixing it. So.
Oh, because I'm like, how would you do a game with any coordination without a clanmate if, you know, you can't say, hey, anyone want to play a game with me?
All right.
All right, moving on. I was just thinking
moving on, hopefully. I don't know. We're going to find a reason to come back to this.
No. It's dead, Jim.
So,
move it dead.
Pin it. One of the things that I decided to bring this up was because I was actually reading an article from, you know, Orcs Must Die developer Jeremy Jones, who brought up an interesting point on how he thinks toxic players are actually kind of good.
What?
Yeah. From a developer standpoint, sure.
Yeah, from a developer standpoint. Let me go ahead and just read out his quote real quick. There's probably something good about toxic players showing up and sticking around in your game. The good thing is probably that it's a good game. It holds their interest. It keeps them around. It makes them more passionate enough to give a damn.
What if they're just trolls there to ruin everyone's life?
Well, they're still there, aren't they?
And in a sense, they still kind of give a damn.
I guess, but in...
And yeah, from a developer standpoint, yeah, I can definitely see that being like an awesome thing to realize that, oh shit, you have people that actually give a damn and will get pissed off about how you're... about how people are running, you know, your game.
I don't know.
Or something.
That's a double-edged sword. I left DC Universe Online because of the community, and I'm refusing to touch League of Legends and Team Fortress 2 because of the community. I'm like, I'm not even going to even get involved.
Sure.
It's like,
well,
so it's like,
take a look at any game that has hardcore players versus casual players.
Sure.
It isn't really just League of Legends, though they exemplify the toxicity-capable public, if you will.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to find the same shit in any old MMO that you hop onto, EverQuest, World of Warcraft, whatever. Nope. Stay with me.
Okay.
Anything that requires a level of practice, anything where you've got homebodies with no jobs and, you know, no prospects in life and no drain on their time, and I'm not putting anyone down because I used to be there, mm-hmm. You know. I was in a rather high-end raiding guild in WoW. We were, you know, top-end on the server for a while. It was a lot of hard work. It was a lot of practice and dedication. And it was a lot of basically falling apart whenever we would invite somebody who was less familiar with how we did things.
Okay.
And so the person who was less familiar would have bullshit thrown at him constantly. What are you doing? You're standing in the fire.
I guess it depends.
And it's, well, no, it doesn't really depend at all, because the same thing happens in League. It's basically you're feeding the other team because you did not know what the fuck to do.
Okay.
And I can see that happening, but League takes it a step further, where people are wishing cancer on one another, where people are wishing people would die in a fire.
I'm running this into my head, and it's actually sounding kind of lame.
To be honest, couldn't we just... actually kind of say that could be just the new generation?
It might be.
It depends on the...
Then again, I don't think it's the new generation, because we've all been there.
It depends on the people playing. Like, okay, Star Trek Online, kind of got me like, what the hell? Like, there was a guy in an open chat room saying a whole bunch of craziness, right? And then the response with everyone was like, dude, this is Star Trek. You think Gene Roddenberry had this plan? I'm like, really? They're pulling that? I was just shocked. I'm going, what? Like... the principles of the show, and it's like that community is like they're really into the whole vision that Roddenberry had, which I found completely shocking just due to, like I said, the toxicity of most communities. I rarely come across problems in the Star Trek Online one, but like just listening to what people are saying to each other in
Dude, you want to know the fucked up
League
thing
of Legends.
About, you want to know the fucked up thing about Roddenberry's vision? Let's be honest with ourselves here. The first
not
two,
possible.
The
are we going
two,
there?
Just
I love
real
it.
Quick, just real quick, because you brought it up. The first two
I
seasons
did not.
Of Star Trek... He brought it up, man.
Okay.
The first two seasons of Star Trek Next Generation, do you remember the entire cast and crew just being a bunch of obnoxious assholes to every other civilization that wasn't like the Federation?
Basically.
That was Roddenberry's vision.
We're number one! We're number one! We're number one! Fuck you, number two! We're number one!
Oh, man.
Well, no, no. Okay, my only issue with the... with no, no, no. Not going to go there. Yeah, move along. No,
yeah.
Stop.
Move along,
no.
All right, guys.
Question in the chat room.
Not going there.
Basically asking us, so what do we think the difference... What do we think is the difference between a toxic player and just a troll?
They can be one.
Is there a difference?
There is definitely a difference.
There's definitely a difference. And I think you can tell because there's certain, I think toxic players are doing it because they're heated and it's getting them frustrated and they're feeling it. And trolls are just to screw with you. You know?
That's what I was going to say. Stephanie, thank you.
But when they accomplish the same thing on both ends, what's the difference?
Ooh, when the end goal, oh.
Yeah, but the trolls aren't really feeling it. The trolls are getting only happiness from getting you pissed off.
I can see, the trolls can be there. I'm just here to screw with you, whatever. The toxic player could just be, I'm bashing you in an attempt that's going to make you act right.
But the toxic players, though, are
just people that are, like, okay, I can speak just from knowing my brother. My brother is a toxic player. An asshole, and he gets pissed, and he will freaking tell you how you're going to die and how he's going to kill everyone in your family. That's how he gets. And it's disgusting. And it's terrible. And he plays Halo, and he goes wackadoo, and I can't even believe how bad it is. But it's what he does, you know?
But his toxicity is, in some twisted way, meant to try to get people to act right. So that he can win.
Kind of, it is. In his twisted way, that's what he thinks. And that's what I'm saying. Like, with trolls aren't like that. Trolls are just doing it to just screw with you. It has nothing to do with whether they really want one way or another. It's just to kind of be there to taunt you.
Yeah.
But you know, and that's annoying.
Destructive.
No, they're not. Here we go.
Yeah, they are.
War Thunder. I'm playing War Thunder, right?
We're talking specifically about trolls and the players deemed toxic, not... The tough love players.
Trolls can be deemed toxic, but toxic players aren't necessarily trolls, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, sure. But what does it matter when the fucking result is the same?
The result can be different. I'm playing War Thunder, right? Someone gets shot.
We're not talking about the instances of the different results.
No, I'm just giving you an example.
We're talking of the poison. We're talking of the cancer in the fucking system.
Let me put a brief pause on this.
What is the result?
Why don't we go ahead and see what our fans have to say?
Yes.
All
right. Fans, save us. We are about to murder each other and troll each other under the bridge.
We just got toxic, guys. We just got toxic.
Do you guys have anything you want to contribute to this particular topic at hand? All you got to do is just call in at the number of 914-338-1303 or Skype us at GoodGameGuys1.
Okay, let me give you an example of what we're playing, someone does something, makes a mistake, and they get shot down. So one of the players in the team is like, you're so stupid, we're going to lose. No. Okay, that's toxic, he's going to whatever. Then you have another game where I take off from the landing strip. My own teammate is shooting me. First I stop and go, maybe I had a mouse malfunction. Then all of a sudden, more rounds hit me. I pull to the left. Even more rounds hit me. I look back, what the hell? I dive, gain distance from him, and pull up. I look, he's doing a freaking U-turn and going and heading straight towards another one of our players, and is shooting at him while he's trying to land.
Yeah.
So I put him behind him and shoot his ass down.
Okay.
That I call troll. He is sitting there trying to shoot.
I agree with you, TKO.
Thank you. Toxic guy, he's getting flipped out because people are, you know.
He's getting flipped out because he was the first guy that got shot down by said troll.
Yes,
Toxic is because toxic ones care. Trolls don't give a shit. So.
Which is a very big difference. Like, I shot that troll down. And then went on and won the match.
You felt good about yourself shooting that troll, didn't you?
Oh, I did. I saved one of my teammates. I lost 5,000 credits for a team kill, but I was trying to shoot down one of our team members while he was taking off. We went and won the match. The toxic player actually can be more destructive than I think about it, because we had a match where a toxic player was just bashing everyone, screwing up their mentality, and we all got wiped out by the enemy team because we were busy trying to talk to him and do our jobs. All
right, looks like we got ourselves an actual caller real quick. So
oh, my God.
Yeah, holy crap.
Oh, no.
It's been a good long while.
I know that phone number.
You know the phone number?
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
So, here's my point with... Yeah. Here's my point with toxic players. Toxic players, and it's the point that I brought up to you in the chat room, was there's a very, very fine line between the two of them. And sure, one just doing it for the lulz while the other one is doing it because they really want to win. But and it's kind of like what Dave said. I feel that if you got some guy screaming at your throat, you're doing it wrong, and getting blood pressure over 9,000, they're ruining my fun. They're requiring me to go get another beer so I can tolerate this nonsense being thrown in my ear.
I like
right.
And it's like, you know what? Screw you. I'm just going to log out, remove myself, something you probably need to do,
right.
and go do something else. Take a chill pill. Read a Dresden Files book. I don't know.
Right.
Let me ask a question then real quick, because I wasn't quite sure what you mean by this. So are you referring to just a toxic player being in the game itself, or to the toxic player directing his toxicity towards you?
What he's saying is they need to take a fucking break, but since they're not going to, he will.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not going to subject myself to that kind of abuse. I mean, I've knocked people out for lesser insults.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm not going to tolerate it from some internet tough guy whose KD just went below 500.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Right. And
it's ridiculous.
No, that's pretty much the point that was being made. Like, if they're accomplishing the same thing, it doesn't matter if they're a troll or they're quote-unquote toxic or whatever category you're going to put into them. They are toxic to the community, and thus, I don't want to be a part of that community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I completely agree.
The problem is they pretty much infect all communities. And like, what are you going to do besides waste hundreds of thousands of dollars hiring an army of moderators? I mean,
you don't really need an army.
You don't need to do that. I mean,
hold on, I think our caller.
You just need to get somebody who's going to be able to okay, you've got somebody who's stirring up a mess. Just take them aside and go, dude, listen. You need to step aside, go have yourself some personal time, come back after you have some act right, and move on.
What flavor? Great drink, right?
A great flavor. Tussin flavor. I don't know. Give him some. Give him a fucking Happy Meal. I don't care.
He's been to your house.
Good friend?
No, the tall redhead guy?
Oh, what up, dog?
Now he recognizes me.
Right?
Oh, man.
Sorry.
But, that's my two cents.
Fair enough.
That's
fair
my
enough.
Two cents on it. And
wholeheartedly.
Yeah, Dr. Yeah. Captain, I think, had a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
I was just trying to bring it back home a little bit. So
oh, okay.
Like certain times.
Well, actually, all right, you know, I do have a question that did pop up. I caught you in the chat room saying that
Jeremy Jones?
Yeah, Jeremy Jones. You were kind of bashing his stance on the whole aspect of it all. I mean,
yes, because I feel that it's kind of like the Paris Hilton syndrome, where they think any publicity is good publicity, and they're wrong.
Oh,
they're
God, yeah.
Dead wrong. You know, it's like, oh, we're getting all these articles are being popped up because we've got all these toxic players. It's great. It's free publicity. No, it's not. It's them telling it's when you have a high concentration of toxic players in any sort of environment, it's basically sending up red warning flags saying, danger, Will Robinson, stay the fuck away from this crew.
Exactly. Like, they're trying to compare what happens in the media, what happens in video games. Like I said, I'm really hesitant. I know in the career I'm trying to pursue, I probably should play League of Legends and learn how it works, but I'm really hesitant to even deal with them.
Sure.
Sure.
But it's also a fair point that Ikari makes. But at the same time, buddy, when you look at these small-time developers and they've got, you know, 5 or 10,000 people not really subscribed to the game, but people that have put money or space bucks or whatever into the game, and that's all they really need to continue, maybe not thrive, but continue, then what's the harm? Because they've got what they need, and anything else would just be greed.
But that's the entire point of a corporation, of anything. That's the reason why network TV exists, is not for need, it's for greed. If you're just breaking even, what the hell are you doing in business in the first place? Get out of here. You need to be
Fair
able
enough.
To continually grow your business, grow your customer base, and go from there. And toxic players are antithesis to that.
They really are. That's a lot of the reason that I don't play too many MMOs is because, I mean, I know that I get extra shit just because I'm a girl, automatically.
Oh, yeah, I stay away from them.
Are you serious?
Yeah, when I
try, if I'm comfortable, it's awkward. I get all kinds of sexual stuff, like, right off the bat, just because I'm a female, so I don't even open my mouth if I'm on there. I won't even talk. Like, I don't want to. I just absolutely don't want to be a part of it.
Stephanie,
yeah.
I'm gonna help you out on this. All you need to do is just get yourself a voice modulator. You'll be fine.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Come on, guys. We're going to go take top row. Let's go, 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 go.
That's funny. But no, it's true, you know? It's definitely uncomfortable.
Put on a new pad.
It is. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Eject.
Sorry. Boy.
See, when I find out I'm playing with a girl gamer, I'm like, awesome. There needs to be more of you.
So, Ikari,
I agree, but you know what?
Comments?
There's something about getting the special treatment when you're on a chat room anyway. Either it's going, like, really bad, or you have everyone just getting real goofy with you. And it's annoying, because when you want a game, you want a game. Like, you don't want anyone else talking to you other than, I'm a fucking player, and I'm playing with you or against you. That is it.
Like,
you know, like, that's it.
Great democracy. 1 9mm or 7.5 at a time.
Right. Ikari,
I agree. I will agree that it is frustrating, and there should be some sort of moderation.
That was my point. I just wanted to, you know, add my 2 cents to that, and enjoy the rest of your night, gentlemen.
All right, man.
All right, wonderful.
Call.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Hey,
see you next time. I agree.
But yeah.
That was some good points.
He spit real truth. That was real talk right there.
That's, yeah. He found the direct way to make the point that I was pussyfooting around, I guess.
I guess so.
Tap dancing.
Don't let that discourage any other people that want to bring in their points.
Drop your knowledge like it's democracy.
I'm looking forward to someone real toxic or a troll to just get on and be like, fuck all of you, you suck.
God.
We are...
I'm kind of waiting for someone to call in and be like, you show hosts are fucking toxic. Get out of here.
I'm gonna report
you. God, I love it.
He's like, oh, you've been banned. What? Fine, I'm going home.
So, TK, I remember you had a bit of a question you want to bring up to the crowd as well.
Oh, no, I don't know how many of you people out there play anything such like War Thunder, World of Planes, World of Tanks, any of those things, but an issue is having a balance between historical accuracy, realism, and fun. Like, they recently dropped War Thunder Ground Forces, where you're in tank battles, and it also can be
combined.
Oh, we
got to play that at E3!
Yeah. We actually played World of Tanks at E3. But, like, World of Tanks is arcadey, kind of. It has, like, life bars, and when you fire into the tanks, they take, you know, you can damage modules, but mainly their life bar goes down before you can kill them. Now, in War Thunder, it's more realistic. You get a penetrating hit, your gasoline or your ammunition can instantaneously explode.
Okay.
Same with your aircraft and whatnot. Like, in World War Planes, you got to put, like, 120 rounds into someone to kill them.
Okay.
In War Thunder, 5 armor-penetrating incendiary bullets hitting someone's wing can blow it completely off.
120-mil cannon will take their tail off.
Yeah, blow you in half. Now, for me personally, the realism in the aircraft is fine because you can maneuver whatever, but I spent God knows how long grinding to get my tire tank.
Okay.
And I'm seeing T-34s with a 57mm cannon penetrating me frontally from pretty much...
This sounds really dirty, guys. I'm sorry. Penetrating frontally is just so really funny. I'm sorry. Continue.
It is funny.
Oh, my God. I'm using the right term. She was just talking about this, right?
I got dirty.
Okay, continue. She's trolling you hard.
I know, because she was just talking about it. Okay.
Remember, homie, she did it for the lulz.
Oh, God. She's looking at me. Anyway, so right now, like, I'm in this big freaking honking might of tank. Tank that, like, drove fear into the hearts of nations around the world. And a medium tank fires one shot, pew, and I explode.
They put it in your front butt.
Right. I'm not
kidding. They penetrated it bluntly.
Oh, God. Stephanie, hey.
I love you.
That's
fun. Anyways, so I'm sitting there going, like, I was planning on fully, like, as Gaijin released their game, I pulled out of the War Thunder, I mean, the War Gaming equivalent. Like, they had
right.
War Warplanes. When War Thunder came out, I completely fired World of Planes. When Ground Forces came out, I haven't fired them because it's actually, I hate to mention, because I'm more a War Thunder fan, more fun to play tank battles in World of Tanks than it is to play in War Thunder because your massively multi-million dollar tank doesn't get one-shotted.
Let me go ahead and try and fast forward through this a little bit. Like, what's your question you want to go ahead and ask out to people?
My question is, what do people prefer? Historical accuracy when they're playing a game, or do they prefer, you know, say, fun?
Why not both?
Because right now I prefer...
Because that would be a very perfect world.
Being one-shot clear across the map is kind of not fun, especially when you're, you know, you're queuing up for a game, you're waiting, like, you know, 2 minutes to get a game, and all of a sudden, pop, you're done. Where the mat, you know, you're in the match for 30 seconds, you waited 2 minutes for the match. It's like...
I'm gonna respond to that question with what I feel is A, accurate, and B, probably the way most developers would look at it. There must be balance, dude, or the spice must flow.
Well, no, my question is, in that case, where is the balance?
In between.
Why be a heavy tank that can be penetrated by a medium tank when you can be a medium tank, be able to penetrate the heavy tank and outmaneuver the heavy tank? It's like,
yeah, penetrate it frontally and from the rear, you know? I mean, why not?
Well, it looks
well,
like
okay.
You actually have recruited someone else into the War Thunder series.
Oh?
Yeah, we got a chat talking about how, damn, War Thunder sounds like a bat, or sounds badass.
It's pretty fun.
Oh, no, the jet
it's pretty fun. Or was this person just saying that they wanted to be penetrated frontally?
Exactly.
War Thunder just got into the Guinness Book of World Records for having the most amount of actual playable aircraft, like 300-something plus. So, it's the aviation part of War Thunder is unmatched in anything currently out there.
You remember when the Guinness Book used to matter?
Right? Well, actually, it does. That's a lot of aircraft. 300-something individually different aircraft that aren't just reskins of each other or whatnot. Like, actual aircraft, not paper planes or, you know, prototypes, just real serviced aircraft. It's like, that's kind of impressive.
Fair enough. So I guess what our game plan from here is going to let people going to be to let people stew on the realism
versus
fun.
The fun, yeah.
Like, do you want Halo, life bars, and shields, or do you want if one bullet hits me, I die? It's like,
well, isn't that going to depend on where the bullet hits you?
We'll go ahead and let that question
really.
Kind of, you know.
Wherever a bullet hits you in combat, you're out of that match. You're done.
Fair.
We'll go ahead and let that question kind of just sit there for the audience and folks. You know what? We'll check back. We'll set up some kind of a poll or something if we can, and then we'll check that out later on for next week's show.
Okay. I do take that back. There are some people who are gangster and can take a round in the shoulder and go, no, I'm going to still fight. I've heard of that happening in all wars. But you're pretty much going to be on the floor for a little while so you get your wits about you.
Sure. And with these sorts of games, if we want to talk about war games specifically, every player is supposed to be a hero.
Right? It's
so,
all on you. That actually used to get me about games. Like, it's like, you are, you know, the Commander Shepard. The entire universe is on your shoulders. It's like, you are that one World War II murder champion. And saved democracy.
With your bare hands versus bears and Russians and dolphins with lasers on their heads.
Sharks with freaking lasers on their heads. Sharks!
Nazi freaking sharks.
Get it right, number one.
They didn't use sharks, they used dolphins.
So with that said, we'll let that question...
Realism.
We'll let that question kind of sit there for a little bit, and we'll get back to that next week. I think we only got, like, a few other things kind of just to report on, so...
I think, really?
Really?
Just a few little quick things.
Okay.
So, Bundle Stars is actually doing a thing this entire month where they're offering about 1 million Steam keys per week for a different game.
What?
This week right now, they're offering Steam keys for Dino D-Day.
Which is currently on sale for the next 7 or 10 days or whatever for $2.50, so... Thanks, Bundle Stars, I guess.
Yay, my couch can pay for that.
I sold all my cards on Steam, and I don't know what to spend $12.40 on. So
you want a good you want a good little laugh at how the game industry works? You should get DLC Quest.
I've got it already.
Really?
It was silly.
It's a silly, fun little game.
It's amusing.
Let's see. So aside from that, oh right, we had the game that both you and that you just introduced me to, the new point and click adventure.
Oh, we can talk about those next time.
Do you really?
I have no idea what he's talking about. So
yeah, so I guess, so we can put more time into it.
All right then. So we'll bring that one up next week. And I guess there's just one last little thing I'm hyped about.
Oh no.
Batman.
Oh God, he did.
Yeah.
Why did he do it?
They're fine, dude. That's finally being released on DVD now.
What is?
The old 1960s Adam West Batman.
The complete television series.
I'm sorry, but I cannot watch that.
Has been remastered in HD. It'll be available on DVD and Blu-ray in your local toilet.
I am so looking forward to
that. I am so unable to take a campy Batman anymore. I just can't do it. You know what that was? That.
Speaking of Batman, guys, I'm going to be going to Comic-Con coming up soon, so I'll throw a little Batman love. Whoever loves Batman, I'll see if I can get anything for that.
Holy popcorn, Batman.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I tried. I'm like, wow. Yeah, that definitely is a guy who acts like his parents were murdered in front of him.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
That Batman, he brought, like, Coleman everything. Coleman sleeping bags.
No.
Coleman Bunsen burners, because he was camping his ass off.
You're arguing against yourself again. It's realism versus fun. Adam West made it fun.
Damn straight.
Dude, no. Seeing Batman stand there going, where do I find the bad guy? I'm not telling you anything. He just drags him around the corner. Says a few words. Comes back. I'm telling you everything. He's over there. No, that's fun. Seeing Batman lay the law down is fun. Seeing Batman act like some... I don't even know what words to use to describe that version of Batman.
The mayor of Quahog?
I'm at a loss for words of Camp Batman. Holy hand grenades! No, and Robin, like, no. The Robin that, like just runs around like a ninja, doing these creepy laughs, and all of a sudden he's in your face, shoving his foot far enough down your throat where he's tap dancing on your kidneys. That is fun. That is awesome.
Well,
seeing Robin act like some choir boy in a Halloween costume is not fun. Okay, I'm done.
Bat shark repellent. That's all I gotta say.
Busted, I'm gone.
All right, yeah, it's time to leave.
All right,
see y'all later.
Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Guys.
That's next week. You know how to get a hold of us. Just follow us on our Facebook page, Good Game Guys Show. Also, keep in touch with us during in our Steam group, just the Good Game Guys Show as well. And yeah. Also, you can send us an email about any other topics you think we should cover at our Gmail account, Original Good Game Guys. I believe that's about it. So, folks, we will catch you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Wow.